what do you call it, historically?
To get it in line with
repaired.
The historical.
Renovated? Not exactly renovated, historical.
Right, yeah. I don't know what that would be, but I know what you're talking about.
For a while there, it had really gone downhill.
Really?
They had, the man that owned it, was growing marijuana up in the attic.
Get out of here.
So I know, that's true.
Was he the minister or just
no,
somebody?
Oh no, it was just somebody
owner.
That he owned the church. Somebody, they had bought it, see.
Did they still have services in there?
Oh no.
Oh, okay.
They quit having, they hadn't had services up there for, they've got a new Lutheran church now, the one they brought down from Climax.
Oh, right.
And it's out here by the cemetery.
Uh-huh.
About 3 blocks up and down to the right.
Okay.
And
did, was that man arrested who was growing that marijuana?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. We'll get to other crops here in a while.
But quite a town here.
Yeah. And all those churches have something in common, and that's the being that they worship. What does the Presbyterian call that being or that entity?
Well, God. Or, yeah.
Okay. Is there a gospel reading at your church,
mm-hmm,
then?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you, here's a sort of a quiz question for you. Do you know the 4 books of the gospel?
No.
No?
I don't pay any attention. Isn't that awful?
No. It's pretty common. I've been talking to a lot of people who are religious, but they don't know the 4 books. I believe that the 4 books are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
I believe.
Does that sound about
right?
Yeah,
that sounds okay.
Okay, what was the first one that I said?
Matthew.
And the last one?
John.
Okay. You're good. So, do kids that grow up in this area typically go on after high school to get an education?
A lot of them do.
Do they?
Yeah.
What places would they go to? Are there certain schools that they typically go to?
Well, we have a place here in town they can go to for the first 2 years if they want to.
What's
Colorado
that?
Mountain College.
Okay.
And a lot of them do that because I think maybe they can't afford to go someplace else, for one thing.
Sure.
And another thing, it's maybe they're a little hesitant as what they want to take up.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them aren't sure they want to go to college anyway.
Sure. Does that college have a place where people can borrow books? Do you know?
Library?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have one in town as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good.
I have a pretty good one out at the end of the avenue as you come, or you go this way and hit Harrison Avenue and go left. Mm-hmm. Just right up over the hill, and it's right at the left.
Okay. Is it fairly new then?
Or? Yeah, within the last, maybe 15 years.
Okay.
The old one was right, it's a museum now.
Oh, really?
The Carnegie Library.
Okay.
And it's right at the foot of the hill.
Right.
As you turn, go this way and then turn that way to go up to Pauper.
So that's
right
the historical museum?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that. You got some great buildings in this town.
Oh, yeah, we do have.
And quite a few museums, I guess. You have, what, 3 or 4?
Yeah.
3 or 4 museums.
Well, let's see. Yeah, we do have. There's a couple, though, that really it's a shame they let them go.
Mm-hmm.
She had some wonderful things, but I guess she just got tired of it. Her mother is the one that really did it.
Who's that?
Cassidy.
Oh, okay.
Mary Cassidy was the one that was really interested in. Her daughter's name is... I guess it's Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. You said you had brothers and sisters.
One brother and one sister.
Okay.
I'm the middle.
Okay. Did they have children?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My brother had 2 girls and a boy.
Okay.
My sister had a girl and a boy.
What would the boys be to you?
Niece and nephews.
Niece and nephews. And you would be their
aunt.
And Ed would have been their
uncle.
Okay. Do you have another word for relatives that you use? If you were going to talk about your relatives getting together, would you call them just your relatives, or would you have another?
Well, once in a while I borrow the word kinfolks.
Okay.
But it isn't really, I don't know where I got it.
Okay.
Probably from Mandy down in Texas, I guess.
All right, yeah. Would there be then a sort of similar term for people who weren't related to you that you can think of?
Friends?
Okay.
Just curious.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Okay, friends. Maybe acquaintances or something like that.
Okay. Acquaintances, yeah.
Okay. I want to ask about, it's going pretty good out there.